Well, sir, I won't take but a second, but yesterday Dean called in from San Francisco and asked whether we'd put into effect the restriction around Hanoi and Haiphong. The restriction on Hanoi, of course, is in. The other was referred to in the paragraph that you'll recall in that message. Dean interpreted your approval of the message as approval of immediate application of the restraint on Haiphong. I did not, although I had talked to Nick day before yesterday and asked when he thought we should put it in. In any case, before doing so, I wanted you to be aware of the possible action. You may remember that the paragraph itself did not specify a time at which this would become applicable, nor did it specify the period during which it would be in effect. I think the general feeling in state is that it would be very unfortunate if we had any incident around Haiphong at the present time comparable to hitting that Russian ship, and I certainly agree with that. I don't think we're committed to the man that the message was given to put it into effect immediately. Dean recommends it. I would support the recommendation.
What message are you talking about? The agent that came over?
Yeah.
No, I haven't approved any message that I know about.
Well, as I understood from Walter Dean, the proposal to the Romanian was approved and has been given to him, as you may know. And it includes a paragraph that states, and in recognition of their willingness to make an attempt to make the contact, we will, for a limited period, stop bombing within a 5-mile radius of Hanoi and a 5-mile radius of Haiphong. And it's that paragraph that Dean was referring to.
Well, I'm just off base on that. First, here, let me give you what I know about it, and there's something, there's a missing link in it, as far as I'm concerned. They asked me to see him.
Yeah, right.
I told them that I preferred not to. I more or less bought the position you took. They sent me, they persisted a time or two, and then they finally sent me a statement to make to him when he came down. The weather was bad. I called them and told them that I didn't think that I should see him. I thought the secretary should see him, and the secretary should tell him that we appreciated very much what he had done, that we hoped he did go back, that we wouldn't bomb him while he was there. He can be sure of that. If that upset him, that he had really nothing in this first adventure, but if anything came out of it and he desired to come back, that I would be back, and then we could look at what he had and try to arrange a meeting at that time. In the meantime, I would be writing the appropriate official in Romania.
Yeah.
Now, that's the way I left it. So far as approving what the secretary said, I read what Secretary Harriman had said, but I did not understand that they had sent to me a specific paper to approve to say to him.
Well,
and if I did, I just better look at it.
Sure. Dean, let's just wait till Dean.
I generally feel that we oughtn't to be messing around there for the next few days until we get some of this out of the way. But let's wait till he gets back, and let's all talk about it at Tuesday lunch. If it's not too much in the meantime, I think I'd see if the weather's good and they're likely to hit something. I'd just tell them to hold up until Tuesday.
Right. I'll do it.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm just fine. Just fine. I think we got this darn budget in shape finally. And
tell me, how is this $3 billion expenditure, what necessitates it primarily? Increased expenditure defense. As I understand from Charlie Shules, our budget's up 10 to 12 somewhere.
Right.
Of that, $2 billion is extra pay. $3 billion is extra defense. $1 billion is extra Medicare and Medicaid. Approximately $1 billion is extra interest, $700 million, $750 something.
Yeah.
Say $1.5 billion is agriculture. $1.5 billion is participating certificates that they couldn't sell. $300 million, and we'll just say another half, is veterans. best analysis, there's only one that's ours, 500 million contingencies.
Yeah.
And 500 million new program.
Well, the $3 billion in defense, Mr. President, is about roughly $1.5 billion to $2 billion in Southeast Asia. This is a higher average strength, both there and back here, in order to support the troops out there. It's a greater consumption of ammunition because of the higher strength, particularly in the ground ammunition, and its price level. Now, the price level is terribly difficult for us to measure exactly, but there's no question but what there's about at least a 3 and possibly a 4.5% increase in prices on excluding the pay portion of our budget on roughly, say, $50 billion. So there's a tremendous piece in there. And then beyond that, there are a host of little items. The pension payments to retired personnel, for example, are up, I've forgotten what it is, let's say $300 million, something like that. And there's a lot of miscellanea, but there are also some reductions. And the biggest...
Now Charlie told me, though, where I'm off, unless I misunderstood him, that this was primarily non-Vietnam.
Well,
he gave as an illustration some like your payments and like your... He, I think he used the $500 or $600 million on ABM.
Well, that's right. We have more in ABM, but there won't be that much in expenditures, but there'd be, say, maybe $300 to $400 million on production expenditures above this year. But there are also a lot of reductions, Mr. President, and he's just looking at the increases. The two biggest items of the $3 billion, and one of them accounts for practically all of it, is the price increase on purchased materials and services other than the pay, which you picked up in that $2 billion, and the roughly $1.5 billion in Southeast Asia expenditures. Then there are a lot of big offsets. The manned orbital laboratory, for example, has a huge increase, and the ABM has a huge increase, and the F-111 has a big increase. But there are offsets to those in reductions in the C-130s and just a host of other things, so that on balance, the two big items are a price increase in Southeast Asia.
Are you going to live without that reward in Southeast Asia? What will Southeast Asia be in this year, this budget, the way you've been talking, 22 and 23? Will it be 25?
No, well, it's about 20.
Who's right? I read one day $30 billion in Southeast Asia, next day $22 billion.
Yeah. Well, the figures as I remember them from the last estimate were 23.5 for fiscal 68 and 25 for fiscal 69.
Mm, okay. Well, I'm going to have to explain somehow that we're going to spend $10 billion more,
right.
$11 billion
right.
more,
right.
And $9 billion of it is just something I can't control at all. I have nothing to do with, and I cannot allow anything for contingencies, say $500 million. I cannot allow anything for new programs, say $500 million. That'd be $1 billion. But I can't cut off the veterans. I can't cut off the farmers. Those are by law. I can't cut the interest. I can't cut the Medicare. I can't sell participation. They won't let you sell. And I can't touch the fence, and I can't touch the pay bill. So that is it. Well, I'll talk to you. Have you done any work on the State of the Union?
Not much, no.
We cut most of the defense out of it.
That's
because
right.
It was a kind of a summary of what we had.
I think it's good to cut it out, Mr. Fred.
What I was afraid of, I was afraid they'd say he's up here bragging about he built a powerful war machine,
he'd
blow everybody off the globe, and he's another Goldwater. And if he can do so goddamn well, why don't he use it in Southeast Asia and get war with
it? I like cutting it out, Mr. President. I think it's good. Beyond that, I haven't done much. I did talk to Harry briefly about it yesterday.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Very good.